Yeah. Good luck, everybody. And okay, and we're learning the Gemara Machlekes in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If you need a lechi and a koira, you need a post and a beam regarding to a sealed of mavi, or just a post will do, or you need actually two posts. And then we had a student who said to Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that this is only talking about if it's wider than four amas. But if it's narrower than four amas, and everyone agrees, one or the other will do, a post or a beam. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says, echad zev, they're still arguing. And then we discussed the difference of Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama, and we said, what about less than four tfachim? Do you still need something? They're arguing, we're not sure who said what. Now we're talking about this student. Who was, and then with the student. We also mentioned Rabbi Akiva said that, you know, the student is a great guy, even though the Allah is not like him, he wanted his own students to emulate him. So who was the student? So this is where we're up to in the Gemara. About seven lines, from the eight lines at the top of the page, the last word of the line is Itmar. Itmar we learned. Who was this student? Amar Mishum Alevi, Kol Mokum, anywhere, Sha'atamaitse that you find, Mishum Rabbi Shmol, Amar Talmud Echad, that a student said the name Rabbi Shmol, Lifnei Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Eina El Rab Meir. Actually, we don't have it too many places besides this case here, and the Gemara Saita has the same discussion. It's Rab Meir. And the Rab Meir had two Rebbes, Shishimis and Rabbi Shmol, Rabbi Kiva. He served both Rabbi Shmol and Rabbi Akiva. Now, it sounds from here, first he studied by Rabbi Shmol, then later he moved on to Rabbi Akiva. The time we learned, Amar Rabbi Meir said, Kishayitzi etz Rabbi Shmol, this is the Gemara Saita. When I was by Rabbi Shmol, Hayisi Matl, I used to place kantum l'techadyoy. I used to place some kind of a herb inside the ink to give it some lasting quality, and it shouldn't be easily erased. L'amali davar, he never complained. Kishabasi etz Rabbi Akiva, and I moved on to Rabbi Akiva, so it sounds clearly from here that first he studied by Rabbi Shmol, and then he moved on to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Asra Allah, he said, no, he forbade it. He said, you cannot add this kankantum into your ink when you write a Sefer Torah, or you're writing things, because it has a certain permanence. That's the Gemara. So what's the problem with that? We'll soon see. Says the Gemara, Eini, it's not so. We heard the version of a story very differently. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, the name of Rab Meir. When I started Rabbi Akiva, Hayisi matl kan kantum l'tefakeret. When I learned about Rabbi Akiva, I used to add this particular herb into the ink. V'le'omeli davar, didn't say anything. But if Shabasi ate Rabbi Shmuel, when I came to Rabbi Shmuel, so it sounds from here that he first learned by Rabbi Akiva, and then he moved on to Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Akiva had no problem with him adding this kan kantum. When I went to Rabbi Shmuel, Amali told me, B'ni, my son, ma melachtecha, what do you do for a vocation? I told him, Lavlani, I'm a scribe, I'm a sefer. Amali, B'ni, my son, Hevi zoi b'melachtecha, be very careful, be very cautious. Shemelachtecha melecha shemayimi, you're working for the Eibishter. And Shema ata mechaser ois achas, if you by any chance miss out one letter in the Torah, or you add an additional letter, nimtzaz machrivas kola olam kula, you destroy the whole world. Rashi has two interesting examples. When it says Hashem alakim emes, instead of, you missed out the aleph in the word emes. Sounds like Hashem alakim without the aleph. Means the chas v'shom. Or, instead of vayidaber Hashem, you add a vav, vayidabru, they spoke. Tosis says, go back to the beginning of the Torah, which is Bereishis Bara Lakim. Instead of saying Bara, you said Baru, you added a vav. They created the world. Sounds like there were a few. Anyway, Amarti, I told my Rebbe, don't worry about it, I have kankantum shemoy. I have this herb called kankantum, shani matul tehri, I add it to the ink, and it's all good. Now, how in the world does that solve the problem of missing a letter? We'll soon see. Amali, my Rebbe told me, Rebbe Shmuel told me, v'chi matilin kankantum l'techidyo, you think you're allowed to add this, like permanence? The Torah said when it comes to a seita, and a woman that's suspected of committing adultery, so what they do is, if she denies it, they take her to the Beis HaMikdash, and they give her to drink this particular water that they have. They write out a certain psukim of the Torah and they put in the water to erase it. It says v'kosa, they write out the psukim umoch, and it has to be erased. It has to be an ink that can be erased. But you're putting it kankantum, can't be erased. What does it have to do with the Sefer Torah? Because we'll soon see there's one opinion that says that you can use the Sefer Torah, if you don't have that written scroll, you can use the Sefer Torah and put that parsha of the Torah in Parshas Nasa and put that into the water. So the ink that you use for the Sefer Torah has to be an ink that can be erased, and you cannot put kankantum. Whether it's a problem with the entire Sefer Torah, just a little portion, we'll see. Ksav sheyochel limchis. It's a writing that has to be able to be erased. So according to this version, Rabbi Shmuel was the second Rebbe, and Rabbi Shmuel was the one who forbade it. And then also, we don't understand. Rabbi Shmuel said, be very careful in your profession, because if you add or minus the letter, it's terrible. And Rabbi Meir answer back, but I add the herb into my ink, and may live us. Mike Omle, Mike Mahadli, what do you say? Was answering back? Hochikom, this is what he said. Loi meboye, he tells his Rebbe, don't worry. Bechaseidus of Yeseidus, the late Te'ina, you worry that I shouldn't add a letter or minus a letter? Bokiana, I know every letter. Even though the Gemara Kedushin will learn over there in the Lamas that they were called Seifrim, they used to count the letters, and later on they didn't know. But he said, I know all the letters. And even though, and that's why Ksoinus Oyer in the Torah, he has an Ayin or an Aleph, the different versions. Ella, afilu meichid lezvuv nami. But let me tell you, I'll tell you how cautious I am. Maybe a fly will fly over the Torah and drop something, and then it will become part of the Sefer Torah. Let's say it lands on the tip of the Dalet, it erases that corner and suddenly it looks like a rage. So and if I wipe off that little dropling, I'm going to be wiping off part of the letter as well. But I put into the Torah this herb, it won't get erased. If I wipe off that dropling, the letter won't get erased. That's how careful I am. Dilma also, El, I feel Mechel's Vuvnami. If you're worried about a fly, Dilma also, Vyasva Tagi the Dalit, sit in the corner in that little tag that sticks out from the Dalit. Umarchikle will erase it, Umashrile Reish, and turn to Reish. Don't worry about it. The fly can't erase it, or if it has a dropling and we have to erase it, it makes no difference. Either one, if the fly itself sits there and somehow or another erases it because there's moisture, it's not going to happen because I put this ink. Dover Acher. Yeshli, I have something else here, Kankan to Shmoy, Shani Matl Techadi, I place in the ink, and therefore I am not worried whatsoever. Says the Gemara, the two versions of the story, Kashi Shimush HaShimush, who taught him first and who taught him second? First story is confusing. First story is Rabbi Shmuel first, Rabbi Kiva second. Second story, Rabbi Kiva first, Rabbi Shmuel second. Second of all, Kashi Asa Asa, who forbade him to use his Kankantum? The first version was Rabbi Kiva, the second was Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Bishleim HaShimush HaKashi, to know who taught him, not a problem. Mikara Asa LeKamid Rabbi Kiva. First, he went to learn by Rabbi Kiva. But Rabbi Kiva was so brilliant, Rabbi Meir didn't understand a word he said. But couldn't understand. And Rashi says, very interesting. What Rabbi Kiva did to sharpen the minds, he would give the pro and con of every single halacha. He would tell you why the halacha is this way, then give you 100 reasons why the halacha is wrong. And when you walked away, you weren't really sure. So what is the halacha? Because he was trying to open their minds. But he had to know the halacha very strongly first, so you don't get confused. And he wasn't that strong. So first of all, Rabbi Kiva realized it wasn't for him. Also, the Kamed Rabbi Shmuel, the Goma Gemara. He learned the entire Mishnah, all the Mishnais. He knew very, very well. Then, Vahadoz Akar Kiva, he went back to Rabbi Kiva to learn all the Svarah, the Savas Svarah. He learned how to think and analyze and lateral thinking and all that. And also Kasha, who forbade him, was Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Kasha, Takava Prakasha, don't know. Tani, we learned Rabbi Huda Aimer. Now let's understand what's going on here. Huda said that Meir Aimer lechol matzil kankantum. Meir used to say you can add kankantum to write a sefer Torah chutz of parsha seita, but I concede the parsha of the seita that you place by the seita, you cannot use that kankantum in the ink because it won't be erased. And the Torah says umacha, it has to be erased. But Rabbi Yaakov Amishmoy chutz mit parsha seita shebe migdash. Now what does it mean? So my difference. They're arguing whether you can erase from the Torah. They can argue erase it from the Torah. That means that Meir holds that even the Sefer Torah you can erase. And Rabbi Yaakov says no, you cannot use Sefer Torah, only the Torah itself. Says the Gemara. So what's that? So if Rabbi Meir himself says you can use a Sefer Torah and you cannot put Kankantum, so what did he tell Rabbi Shmuel before he did? Because he was saying, I use it for the rest of the Sefer Torah except a little portion of Parsha Seita. And Rabbi Shmuel said, it's wrong. You shouldn't use it at all for the entire Torah. Because since you cannot use it for Seita, people will get basically different opinions. Maybe it's exaggerated Rabbanon for Seita, the portion of the Torah that has the Parsha Seita, you cannot add that herb, so you shouldn't add it to any part of the Torah. Or maybe he had some kind of exaggerated Shava. But clear that Meir holds you could use the Sefer Torah to for the Seita. And Rabbi Yaakov said you can't. the Hanit Tanoi, and they too are arguing actually an identical argument. Kihanit Tanoi, it seems to be a very similar argument. What's the argument there? We can learn a case where, let's say, you wrote for a Saita, and then the Saita confessed that she committed a sin. So what do you do with that? You wrote a special pasuk there. You can use it for another Saita. That's one opinion. The other one says you can't. Now, if you hold that you cannot use it for another, so it seems the one who holds that you can use it for another Saita, hold you can use a Sefer Torah as well. But the one who holds you cannot use written for one woman for another woman, nor can you use a Sefer Torah. So it seems it's the same argument. So Gemara says, L'chayda, it's the same argument that Tanya we learned. Ein Megillta K'sheda L'hashkin Bo Saita Chedes. You shouldn't use the Megillah that you use for one woman. If she confesses, then don't go ahead and use it for another woman. So the same thing, you shouldn't use Sefer Torah. And Rabbi Achai Bar Yosha Amar Megillta K'sheda L'hashkin Bo Saita Chedes. You could use it, means you could use Sefer Torah as well. So no matter what are you linking the two, that one is going to do another. Amar Papa. Dilma Loi, perhaps it's not so. Ad kan loi kama Tana Kama. You know what that Tana Kama says? That you should not use that if written for one woman to another woman is because since you had in mind one particular woman, how can you not change for somebody else? But when you wrote the Sefer Torah, you didn't have in mind any particular woman. So maybe you can use it for anyone. Is Hossam Elakim and the Intik L'Shem Rishim Rachel, since it was written L'Chatchila for Rachel, so L'Hadam Mitik L'Shem Leia, you cannot cut it off and use it for Leia. Aba Gabi Torah, the Stam Mechtere, the Torah, when you wrote it, didn't have any particular woman in mind. Maybe you could use it. You know, there's no proof. And Rav Nachman is the vice versa. Rav Acha Bayesha said you could use it for another woman. Doesn't necessarily mean you can use it for Torah, because you can argue at least you wrote it there for the Saita. Okay, a different Saita, but you wrote it for a Saita. The Torah was not written to be used in the base of Megdash to erase for a Saita. So who said you can use it? Rav Nachman Av Yitzchak, Dim Alayhi, not so. Ad kan lekom Rav Acha Bayesha hasam el dichte mir the shum Saita, but you wrote for some Saita. Av gabe Torah del Islamic Sivir, but Torah that was written to learn, hachinami del machkinen, you don't erase. Says the Gemara, Salab Achi Baroisha says, if you wrote it for one woman, you can write it for another woman. So how could I get where the law is that you have to have a woman in mind? If you, let's say, you wrote it for your wife, and then afterwards you had, you know, you regretted it, and a friend comes over and says, you know, interesting, my name and your name are the same, and my wife's name and your wife are identical, I'll save some money, let me use your get. And we say, you cannot do that because it has to be written Lishma. So how could Abachi say, when it comes to Saita, you can use the writing that was written for one Saita for another Saita, if she confessed? Says the Gemara, but less than Abachi, we learned, Kosa get the Gajisha, you wrote a get to divorce your wife. The Nimlech, and you change your mind. Umotze Benila, you found a neighbor. Your name is like my name, and your wife's name is like mine. Let me use your get. Possible the Gadaj, but you cannot use it because it has to be written in Lishma for the woman's sake. So why should Saita be any different? The truth of the matter is, this should be a question also on the other opinion. How can you use a Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah is not written Lishma? It was not written for anyone's get. So the Ritva and other Shem asked that question already, but they just say it's a stronger question of Achi. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hasha, what are you comparing? And the answer we give here will work for that as well. Hachi Hasha, what are you comparing? Hasim over there by get, it says, V'kos Savlo. When you write the divorce, you have to have her in mind. The Inan Ksiva Lishma. So if you didn't have her in mind, yet some other woman in mind, you cannot use that same divorce. Hach over here, what's the main thing? Here the main thing is not the writing, those psukim. The main thing here is that you should erase it in the water, and then she should drink it. So it doesn't matter when you wrote it, who you wrote it for. The main thing is when you erase it, you should erase it having in mind the woman that it's supposed to be used for. Hach over asalaksiv, be'inan asiya lishma, you need it to be made lishma. And what's that asiya? Asiya didah mechiki, it's not the writing, but the erasing. And therefore it doesn't matter if you wrote it for one woman, you could use it for another woman. And the same thing here, the Sefer Torah can be used because the main thing is the racing part, as long as you do that correctly. Talking about Rav Meir, the Gemara is going to now commend Rav Meir. And the Gemara is going to say as follows. There's no one in Rav Meir's generation equal to him. So how come we always pass in Rav Yehuda against Rav Meir? Why do we seldom ever rule like Rav Meir? Says the Gemara, by Gzeirois of his decrees, the Gemara in Ksuvah says, Halacha Kerameir B'Gzeirois of. We do follow Rameir. But when it comes to always arguing Rabbi Yehuda, generally we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that? Says the Gemara, Shelo Yochlu Chaveirov Lamed Al Seiv Daitai. They couldn't fully understand him. He was so brilliant, they couldn't understand him. Because a lot of times he would say things knowing that Meir knew that it was wrong, but he was just trying to defend it logically. So they didn't know which things he was saying that he really felt was right, and which things he was just saying it, you know, l'hagel teira v'yadir. So therefore they decided not to follow him, but to follow Yehuda, which they couldn't understand. He would say, Al Tomei Torah. Sometimes he would go and prove that something Tomei is Torah. Umar Le Ponim Al Torah Tomei. Sometimes he would show something Torah is Tomei. Umar Le Ponim. Yeah, Shabbat Torah Umar Le Ponim. And Al Torah Tomei Umar Le Ponim. He would say exactly the opposite way it is, and he would show you in logic how that works. And they couldn't disprove him, so they decided they can't follow him because they don't know what's right and what's wrong. Tana, we learned, the truth of the matter is, Loi Rab Meir Shmoi. His name was not Rab Meir. Ela Rab Nahoroi Shmoi. His real name was Rab Nahoroi. The Loma Nikra Shmoi Rab Meir. Why is Rab Meir? Shoi Meir Einecham Halacha. He would illuminate their eyes with Halacha. Even though they never ruled like him in Halacha, but he would show them that you have to open your eyes and be able to see both sides and then come to a conclusion. Not be pigeonholed and so narrow-minded that everything is one particular way. That's why the last Mishnah condition is amazing. The Mishnah says that Rab Meir says that a person has to teach his son a trade, otherwise he's teaching him how to be a gazan. And then it says, Rabbi Noroi said, I will not ever teach my kid any trade, Ella Taira. The only thing I'll teach my kid is Taira. And the question is, it's the same person. So the mayor is telling you general for the general populace, but then he's telling you what I would do personally. Because mayor is made Eine Chachami when he's talking to everybody else, and Noroi is his real name. Then the Gemara said, we had a few, in Gemara Shabbos, we had a story about a Lezman Aroch who didn't want to go with his friends and he went in isolation and he forgot how to learn. And the Gemara said that his real name was Naroi as well. His name was Rabbi Lezman Aroch, but he used to call him Naroi. So that's what we're talking about now. There was another person called Rabbi Nechemi and they used to nickname him Naroi. But Anna said, Rabbi Lezman Aroch Shmoy. Rabbi Lezman Aroch. He would enlighten people's eyes with Halacha. So then the Gemara says, Omar Rebbe, Haide Mechadnadna. Now Rebbe used to learn by Rab Shimon Yochai. He was a friend of Rabbi Loz of Rab Shimon, and he used to learn by and he almost, you know, the wife of Rabbi Loz of Rab Shimon, thinking about marrying Rebbe, and he also learned by Rab Meir. And he said the following: he said, Omar Rebbe, Haide Mechadnadna Mechavrei. You know why I was smarter than all of my friends? The Chazisel Rav Meir Machoire, because I saw Rav Meir from his back. Some say it was actually Rav who said it, because Rav lived a very long time. Rav learned by Rebbe, he learned by Yanai, but he also learned by going back to Rav Meir. So Rav lived a very long life. The Ilu Chazisel Mikame, if I would have sat before Rav Meir and saw his face, if you see your Rebbe's face, and not only you hear the words, but you actually see it and see the features and how he says it, there's a lot there to be said. You should always see your teacher's face when you learn. Does that say we should start learning Zoom? Talmid Hoyle Rab Meir. Rab Meir had a student, Vesumchus Shemoy. His name was Sumchus. And we learn about him in later on in Shas, how sharp he was. On every single thing that was tummy, he gave 48 reasons why he was tummy. Anything which is tired, he gave 48 reasons why it's tired. He didn't do like Rav Meir that he would say that tummy is tired and tired is tummy. But he was very sharp that even in tummy he would give 48 reasons. Tana, we learned Talmud Vosik Hoyabi Yavna. There was this diligent student in Yavna. He was able to find a shedetz, which the Torah says, 150 reasons why it's Torah. Actually, Morrison had in the first pedig, we said a dayan has to be able to find 150 times. In other words, you have to be able to see things from both angles before you come to a conclusion. Amar Avinu said, Ani Odin, I once heard a beautiful word. So he said that he had 150 reasons to mitai the shedetz. Sounds terrible. The Torah says it's Tomei, and you're going to find 150 reasons why it's Torah. So in Pirkei Avos it says, Al tistakel bekankan, don't look at a barrel, ela masher yesh bo, only look what's inside the barrel. Right? Doesn't matter what the barrel looks like on the outside, look at the wine. So I heard a beautiful word from my father. Al tistakel kan is kufnun, 150. Al tistakel bekankan, don't look at the Gemara and say 150 reasons to be metayer asher, it sounds like apokursish. Look at, understand why the Gemara wants that. Why is that a criteria of a dayan? Because a dayan has to be able to see the defendant's point, has to be able to see from the point of view of the litigant, and then come to the conclusion of who's right. If he cannot even see the other point of view, he cannot really be a good dayan. You have to be able to see both, see where they're coming from, and then you can explain why one of them is wrong. Amar Rav Yehuda says, I will at least find one justification that a shedet should be tahir. Ani odem v'terenel ma nochesh a snake. Shemaim a nochesh is not from the eight shrotzim that are tummy. So madoch a nochesh shemaim means kills and marbe tumah and proliferates tumah around the world. When he kills a person, the person dead now generates tumah. And yet toy the snake itself is toy. Shedet she'aim is umarbe tumah. Shedet doesn't have the capacity to kill. Like kolshke, surely he shouldn't be tummy. So you might have a lawyer. That's a ludicrous kalvachemer. Ma'ase kaitz ba'alma kavi. A thorn pricks you and can kill you. And the thorn is tummy. No. Just because it kills doesn't mean it should become tummy. All about Mashmul, talking about Beshama Besil, which is what the Mishnah said, I want you to know, Sholoi Shonim, for 3 consecutive years, Nechelku Beshama and Besil. They had an argument. They weren't arguing a halacha. They were arguing who should generally the halacha be like. Halalom halacha kemaseinu? Halalom halacha kemaseinu. Which is a little bit incompatible with Basil, because Basil was supposed to be very humble. And yet, when it came to deciding halacha, they stood up. No, they stood the ground. And we had the Gemara there that, you know, the Yud Chas Dover, we followed Shammai because they made sure they had the majority. Anyway, Yotza Bas Kol, a voice came out from heaven, Va'amra, and said, Eilu, the Eilu Divlu, Kim Chayim, they're both words of Hashem, but the halacha ke Basil, they're both words of Hashem, but the halacha is like Basil. The Ritva asks, what does it mean that Eilu, the Eilu Divlu, Kim Chayim, halacha Basil? He gives a pshat, rejects it, and then he concludes, Soidhu, it's a secret and we cannot reveal it. Because why he said that is because in the Zohar and Chassidus it explains at length that there's different levels of Hashem. There's a level called Elohim, there's a level called Hashem. At the level of Elohim, there's room for Chesed and Gvura, there's room for both opinions. So it's Torah. But in the level of Hashem, Hashem Imai Alacha Kamei, say that is only one. And so on. But interesting, the Ritva says right here in the Gemara, there's a Soid here and he can't reveal it. If they're both equally part of the Torah, why was Beisil Zoicha? Says the Gemara, you know why? Even though Shammai was far smarter than Hillel, Hillel was much more tolerant and much more accepting. They respected their opponent, and whenever they had their opinion, they always quoted Beshamai's words as well. And not only that, they would acknowledge Shammai brought a proof, they would explain why that proof is not a valid proof. Not only that, they would always first say what Beshamai said, then their own. In fact, if you look at Rabbi Yudah Nasi, all Mishnayis, whenever there's an argument with Shammai and Hill, Shammai's name is always quoted first. Even though we had the Gemara before, that even Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah, we asked the question, but there's an argument Beshamai and Basil over here, says the Gemara that Beshamai doesn't count as an opinion, and therefore we can consider it an anonymous Mishnah, which is pretty amazing. Beshamai and Basil, any Mishnah. We learned, I'll give an example. We learned the Gemara Sukkah, Misha Yerosh Yerubah Sukkah, a person sitting in the Sukkah, the majority of his body is sitting in the Sukkah.
That was even because Shammai is considered more powerful than Hillel, even though that reason?
Shammai was smarter than Hillel, but Hillel had the majority of people. And therefore, the halacha is there. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara, that's Tosis and Yevamos. The Gemara here says, because he was humble. And because he was humble, they in other words, Shammai totally ignored the way it seems. Because what does humble have to do with being right in halacha? We want to know halacha. It means because they were humble, they listened to what Shammai had to say, they discussed it, and they still came to the conclusion. Shammai ignored what Hillel had to say. Even though we can learn in Marivamas of Yigimel there that Shammai and Hillel, they respected each other's opinions, and they followed each other's halacha, as we'll see over there. But still, Hillel took the time to digest what Shammai had to say and still argued. So therefore, we follow Hillel. So give an example. Misha ha'ya reishiv ruba sukkah. If a guy was sitting mostly in a sukkah, his table was in the house. Beshamai said you can't. Beshamai poison. In fact, interesting, Tosis and Sukkah of Gimel says the halacha here like Beshamai, which it is. Achlekes the Rif and others, whether they're arguing a large sukkah and a small sukkah, or just in a large sukkah. But anyway, Beshamai passels. He says, we're scared, you're going to stick your head out. And Basil Machshirin. Okay, that doesn't prove anything. Shammai's name is first, that's Yudah Nasi. But look what happened. Amru Beisil Beshamai. Loi kacho yimaisa. Didn't once happen? Shaholchu zikne Beshamai v'zikne Beisil. Didn't once the elders of Shammai and elders of Hillel, the Vakir Rabbi Yechim HaNachonis, went to Vira Yechim HaNachonis. They mentioned the elder of Shammai, and he mentioned Beshamai first. He gave the recheretz and covered to Beshamai, even though they were opponents. Und man zu Uwe, this is what he said, then we find him, Yeshiv, Roshiv, Rubin, Sukkah, Yechav, and Rabbis. We saw him sitting there in the Sukkah at a table outside, and nobody said anything. So doesn't that prove that we're right? Misham said, you forgot what happened. Misham Raya. That's what happened. They told him, that's what you're doing. You have never fulfilled the mitzvah Sukkah in your lifetime. The Lam doch teach you. Anybody who loathes himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiyah. If you're humble, the Eibishter will elevate you. The Chol HaMagbiyah, anybody who raises himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpilah, the Eibishter lowers you. So interesting, if Hillel was so humble, why would Hillel argue B'Sham and Hotam, who's Allah alike? Others should argue on behalf of Beis Hillel, not Beis Hillel himself. Anyway, Kol HaMachzer Ala Gedula, anybody who chases after honor and respect, Gedula Berachas Menu. The respect and honor runs away from you, everybody criticizes them. But Kol HaBereach Menu Gedula, if anybody runs away from respect, from honor, they don't want to be in that position, Gedula Machzer Zacharov. I once heard a question, and I don't remember the answer. If a guy is running away from Gedula, he doesn't want it, what kind of bracha is it that you're giving it to him? He doesn't want covered. So what's the bracha? He'll get covered. But he doesn't want it. What kind of bracha is that? And I don't remember what the answer is. Sorry, guys. Then he says another interesting thing. If he sees that his success is elusive, and he pushes the subject, he's pushing hard and hard that he wants to be, he works very hard, as Rashi says, lahashi, to become a rich man. And all those godly people should give him covered. And he sees it's not working out, and he doesn't give up. He'll travel everywhere else so he can become a rich man. And the Rashi says, Machnis atzmo legvoyev. He wants to become a covered. He wants, not because he has so much money, he wants people to give him covered. Shah dech kasei. What happens is that it'll never happen. But if you don't have good mazel, and you accept it, and you have betochna the Eibishter, then sure, in matters like it'll happen. Talk about my learned. Shtei shana machtos 2.5 years, nechleku beis shamai is hill. This is okay, at least less than another one. Obviously, they're arguing for a long time. Previous argument took 3 years, this is 2.5 years, like the 100 years war. Halalo emrim, beis shamai said, noyach loish la'adam shaloi nivra. These people said, it is better that a person was not created at all. Because he said, the main focus is the mitzvah's loisasa, and it's so easy to stumble. Yoyisim shenivra. Halalo, another say, noyach loish shenivra, yoyisim shenivra. They said, the main thing mitzvah say. And mitzvah say you can only do in this world, so it's better to be born. Then finally, after 2.5 years, they reconciled between the two. Nimnu the gamru, they counted up and they learned. Noyach lo adon shlanivra. You're right. Better a person shouldn't be created. Yoyisim shenivra. But achra shenivra. But now that he's created, yefash shreish b'masav. He should always do tshuva and look back introspection, see how he behaved, fix things up. And if I'm always say yemash shreish b'masav, he should always check out the future to see how he can improve things. And every time you have a mitzvah coming your way and you're tempted not to do it, just think the schar you'll get for the mitzvah and the small benefit you get for not doing it. And vice versa. An aveda comes your way, think about the great loss you'll have by doing an aveda and the little bit of pleasure you'll have from doing an aveda. What's, you know, balance it out. Says the Gemara, next Mishnah, as we spoke about the, before about lechi and a koyder, now we'll decide what a koyder is. Koyder she'amru, this beam. Are there any dimensions to this beam? Rechava, how wide should it be? Kedei lekabel ariach. Wide enough to accept an ariach. What's an ariach? V'ariach chatzi levena she'shloshet tvachim. We have a brick. Bricks are levena. There's different kinds of bricks. The first Mishnah Barbasa, we're going to learn that different kinds of bricks. Gevil, gozis, and your levena. Levena is 3 tvachim, and a half of levena is an ariach. And we want, so you take an ariach, which is 3 by 3, a levena, 3 by 3, you cut it in half, so it's 3 long and 1.5 wide. And you place that with over the beam, and the beam should be the minimum of a tefach. He says here, so daya lekodesh yirchav a tefach, the beam should be a tefach kedei lekabel ariach, to be able to accept ariach. The Gemara will ask, but ariach is greater than it's tefach and a half. And Rashi explained the reason why we need that is because it should look like a structure. You're planning to build something there. And lerochvei, and to the width, rechava kedei lekabel ariach. So the width should be enough to be, it should be one tefach wide so it can accept this ariach. Uberia, it should be strong, kedei lekabel ariach, they can actually carry the weight in the ariach. Machlekes are shining in the Ritva talks, machlekes are arriving in the Ritva, whether the entire length of the beam should be able to, should carry a whole bunch of arichim, the entire length, or just one ariach is enough. And it seems to me, here, Pashto Pshat, now Gemara, one ariach. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't have to be, we don't care about the weight. Rechava, as long as it's wide. Afa pishen, but he's not strong. Hoysa shokas v'shokan, if it's straw. Or if it's reeds, rayin oysa ki'ili shemask. Because I don't need it to be strong, even if you made out of straw, we'll imagine it's made out of metal. Akuma, if it's crooked, right, this is where you need a little picture. If it's crooked, for example, we'll see, let's say that it's like a bow. So instead of being a straight line, it goes up in the air and then comes back down. Or instead of being a straight line, it goes to the left a little bit and then comes back in. Roy and Isaac Lipschutz, we imagine it's all straight. If machlek is of this section here, also only Rabbi Yehuda say, this has nothing to do with weight, or the Tanakhama is agreeing. Rashi, it seems that all the rest of the mission is all Rabbi Yehuda. Agula, if it's a circle, if it's a round, like a spherical rather than a flat board, Royin Oisekilim with a bas. We imagine that it's square. And the rule is, Kol Sheyesh Behekefer Shosh Tefachim Rech Tefach. If the circumference is three Tefachim, then we know that the diameter is one Tefach. So if you have a spherical shaped piece of wood, if you take a string and go around the three Tefachim, then you know that the width is one Tefach. Okay, so that is the Mishnah, and we will continue tomorrow in the Gemara. Okay, a good vlog, everybody.